is, yeah, I would say I would say 99% true that, like, the old fishermen, none of them were able to swim. If the fishermen, if they fell into the sea and weren't able to swim, they die quickly.
Right.
So that for that situation, unfortunately, it was an advantage rather than to be struggling. Now, I don't know if that would be a calculated decision. I don't think that would be, you know. But I don't think they saw swimming as a way of saving themselves.
No.
Or they wouldn't, because invariably, if they got into trouble, it would be out in a stormy sea.
Yeah,
You know. But it was more of a kind of a respect for the sea. The sea was something serious, and it was for fishing, and it was for making a living, and it was for boats and that. And like, my grandmother lived beside us, you know, and our land was going down to the sea. And she was, she died in 1962, so I was about 14 when she died. But like, and we growing up, she never wanted us to go down to the sea. She would say to us, like, oh no, you don't go down there, no, there's a mermaid down there. And it was a way of protecting us from the sea. And like, the thing about it, it did affect, because you would be, you know, when you were growing up and then you were at that impressionable age, you know, those things.
So interesting.
And I mean, it was in Dublin I learned to swim, even though I could virtually, almost throw a stone into the sea. But like my father, he was a farmer and fisherman, you know. So, and I mean, I went fishing with him when I was young, you know, but that was the relationship with the sea. But I was 22 before I learned to swim. You know?
It's so interesting. So that you make your livelihood from the sea, but
yeah,
there's a distance it's kept from.
Yeah.
Jeez.
How about fishing?
Fish, isk.
Isk?
Isk is fish.
Isk. How about boat?
Bod.
Bod.
Bod. Bod is a boat.
How about remember?
I remember. I don't know if it's never left. No. I don't know. First time I forget a lot of them now.
Hmm.